Minute 7. Cultural Relics. Listening. Listen to the description of the three cultural sites. Complete the map of each site based on what you hear on the tape. List the names and the importance of the sites and what is being done to protect them. 1.
We are standing in front of the main building of this old palace. The palace is called the Winter Palace. On the left, there is a statue of a horse. On the right, there is a large stone elephant. The main building is in the center.
Why is this site so important?
This site is important because it tells us about how people lived in the past.
What steps have you taken to protect the site?
Visitors are not allowed to go inside the house. Instead, they can walk around the house and look at the park behind it. There is also a small museum where visitors can look at pictures of the inside of the house.
2. We are standing in front of the Sunshine Temple. This beautiful temple stands between a lake and a mountain. The temple is an important part of our history. Many important things happened here, and many poems have been written about the temple. Water from the lake is destroying the temple. We are trying to save the temple by building a wall between the lake and the temple. We will also move some of the things in the temple to the new museum that is being built between the mountain and the village. 3.
Mount Lushan is one of the most beautiful places in China. The mountain is an important part of China's history, and many great leaders have lived here. People come here to look at the beautiful mountains and waterfalls. Over here, between Red Sun Mountain and the lake, is the Blue Waterfall, one of the biggest in Lushan. Between the lake and the village is the Moon Tower, where people can go look at the moon and the stars at night. There are too many cars in Lushan, and the air is becoming polluted. We are trying to limit the number of cars on the mountain and try to use more buses.
Workbook. Unit 7. Listening. Why is it so important to protect cultural relics? Well, one reason is that cultural relics can help us understand how people lived in the past. However, it isn't always easy to know what life was like. Most of the things we use today, sneakers, backpacks, chairs, won't be here 1,000 years from now. That means that people in the future will only be able to find some everyday objects. We have the same problem today, of course. When we try to learn about the past, we can only see the things that survived time and the weather. The things we do find from the past can tell us something about everyday life in ancient times. In some cases, more relics are saved than usual. In Egypt, for example, important people were buried in large tombs in which they put lots of everyday objects. Because the tombs were locked and hidden, the things inside were well kept over thousands of years. Thanks to this, we know that the ancient Egyptians lived in houses made of bricks, that ancient Egyptian women wore makeup, and that most people slept on wooden beds. The objects can give us an idea of how people lived and how they probably thought. Protecting our cultural relics is an important task, and we should take it seriously. We are protecting our history and knowledge so that people in the future will know and enjoy it. We are also helping ourselves and our children to better understand who we are and where we come from. This is why we in China are trying so hard to protect our cultural relics.